able to define how much I love means I love too little. To be able to define how much I love means I love too little. When I can define my love, when I can define what I think of myself and what I think of the world I live in, when I can define all of these things, I'm really doing it too little. Can I define the number of times that I say beautiful things to another person? Can I define the number of times I say the world is wonderful? Can I define that? Can I know that? Can I be that? Well, if I can, I am doing it far too seldom. I am not giving absolute, total, unconditional love to all the universe. I'm not recognizing total, unconditional love to all in my life, to all that is. And I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to live my life so well that my unconditional love means that's me, and I cannot define it. I cannot begin to point it out. I cannot begin to be aware of it. It's just totally, totally, totally me. And if I go around being unconditionally loving, I don't have to define it. I don't have to tell another person I'm being unconditionally loving. I just go around being unconditionally loving and do it all the time. Now, do I see a person who is sick and say to them, "You're sick"? Or do I see a person who is sick? Well, I can't see a person who is sick if I am living in my unconditional love. If I'm living in my unconditional attitude of love about myself, I cannot see anything in my world other than my own unconditional attitude of love. That's all life is all about. If we ever see a problem in the world, it's because the problem's in us. It's in our thought. If we ever see unhappiness in the world, it's because the unhappiness is in our thought. The unhappiness is in our attitude about ourselves. Is that what we want to see? Is that what we want to be? Is that how we want to have it? If you do, then go for it. If you don't, then leave it alone. Stay with who you are. When you look at another person, see them with your loving eyes. See them, surround them with your unconditional love. Surround them with your loving eyes, with your loving attitude, with your loving being, and let them radiate that which you are, because they're your reflection. They're my reflection. All the world is our reflection. It's up to us what we want in our world. If I want a loving world, I am loving, and I am loving to everyone, and I am happy to everyone. You say, well, people sometimes don't act properly toward you. Well, they cannot not act properly toward me unless I do not act properly toward me. It's all that it is. If I act properly toward me, everyone in the world acts properly toward me. And that's all that it is. That's all that it is. Everyone in the world is a reflection of who I am. Everyone in the world is a reflection of what's going on in me. If I can understand how much love I'm giving, I'm not giving any. If I can define the things I'm doing that are loving, then I'm not doing loving things. For loving things have no definition. Loving things have no count to them. They have no attitude to them that other people can recognize and say, "Oh, that's a loving thing." No, not at all. And because that is the way it works, because that is the way it is, that is how life is for me. If I say to myself, I live in an unconditionally loving world, then that world for me is an unconditionally loving world. That world for me is a world of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and goodness and wow! That world is a world for me of all that is magnificent. Now, it's up to me. Totally up to me. Totally up to me to recognize that if I can define how much I love, it means I love too little. If I can define, if I can count the ways I love you, let me count the ways I love you. She loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me. Only she loves me. Only I love. There is no love me not. There is only love me. And that love me goes on and on and on throughout all eternity. Because I'm not able to define how much I love because I'm so much in love with the world. When someone is happy, they cannot say they're unhappy. When someone is happy, they cannot go around saying that they have unhappiness in their life and their heart and their times. When someone is happy, they live that happiness. They bubble that happiness. They are that happiness. A little child, when that little child is happy, oh, that little child is bubbling all over. That little child is bubbling out every moment of its life because it's happy. It doesn't take an absolute philosopher to recognize that the ability to define how much I love means I love too little. To be able to define how much I love means I'm counting the ways. I don't want to count the ways. They're innumerable. I'm going out and saying, I like this world. And I dance through the world, and I sing through the world, and I'm happy in the world, and I'm joyous in the world, and all the world says to me, yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. How great it is. How truly great it is. You can make this decision for you today, too. Stop counting how much you love. Love. Stop counting the ways that you delight in your presence and in someone else's presence. Just do it. Just do it. Jump up and down and say, I'm happy, I'm happy. When I do my morning meditation and I walk around the miles of path around the University of Healing here, I am constantly bouncing along on my feet saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. It's a wonderful world. Everybody in the world is fantastic. Everything in the world is joyous. Everything in the world is outstanding. And so it is. And so it is. It doesn't know any other way but to be outstanding and good and joyous and fantastic. Because that's what life's all about. Life is not a becoming. Life is not a wishing. Life is not counting. Life is being, and being all, right now, in every moment, being all that I can ever be, being the fullness, being the oneness, being the joy. To be able to define anything in life means to do that thing too little. But when you just go out and bubble over with the joy of the magic within you, you know you're doing it right. You know that everything you're doing is good and very good. Walk with me on my meditation walk. You're in my heart anyhow. Walk with me on my meditation walk, and with me on my meditation walk say, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, all is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All the world is fantastic. Everybody I meet, everybody I know, everybody around me is outstanding, is glorious, is beyond comparison. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I say that to you today, again and again and again. I love you. I love you. I love you. Endlessly I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Forever I say of you and me, I love you, I love you, I love you.